from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me today is the new dream team for FIBA, the Florida Israeli Business Accelerator. Welcome, folks.
Thank you. Hi.
So big changes. Rachel has moved over to working on a new fund at the hospital. Let's start there before we dig into the big future with what you guys are going to be doing with FIBA. How did that come about? How did that enter your radar? And what sort of was the progress that led to her moving over there?
Well, Tampa General Hospital has been a partner of ours for a couple of years. We work very closely with the innovation team there. They joined us on our trip to Israel in April of 2019. And really ever since, we work closely with them. We help them review some companies and we show them some of the companies that we brought into the program. And I think Rachel developed some great relationship with them. She was always interested in the kind of fund and investment side of the business. And I think when they were ready for a fund of their own, it was a great synergy for her. So we're very excited for her move and very excited for the TGH team that now can really focus and fund innovation. And we absolutely plan on continuing to work very closely with them.
That's great. And obviously, my assumption is that you'll have some ties with them and do some projects together.
Absolutely. Yeah, we hope to start a project as early as January or Q1 of 2021. Yes, hopefully we'll continue to help them scout great innovation for their internal needs.
And with Rachel leaving, that left the executive director role open. And so you decided to go with a co-executive director format. Tampa Bay Tech has done that in the past. Congratulations to both of you, Pam and Rekafet, for that new role. It's wonderful. Talk about why you decided to go that direction and what each of your roles will be, how you'll work together.
Pam and I have been there from the beginning together with Jack, only that we stayed. Jack left, but I think gained some amazing experience working for one of our startups, and he can talk about it later. We've been there all along. We really have deep understanding of what's working, what's not working, what the customers in Israel are looking for, what the community here locally is looking for. And it just made a lot of sense for us to take all this knowledge and experience and then just run the show. So it made also sense that we split the role because Pam has been very focused on operations, and I've been more on the marketing and kind of strategic side. So instead of just one of us taking the role, we worked really well together. We're an excellent team, if I can say so myself. And we got the support of the leadership at the Federation, and decided to just do it together. Teamwork.
And Pam, what are you looking forward to specifically? Any new things you get to tackle that you're looking forward to?
You know, I think one of the key things in the timing of all this has been that FIBA itself is evolving. We're always learning from what we've done in the past. And as Rekafet said, what works well for the Israeli companies, what works well for the organizations here in Tampa. And I think we're evolving to a model that is going to make it much more valuable for our Israeli companies, as well as the relationships and the partnerships that we've developed here in Tampa. So I'm looking forward to taking it to the next level. Like, we got it really rolling this year. We have some very, very happy Israeli companies. We've made some great connections and some great introductions. And I just think this year we're going to really be able to do that. And some of it's going to be in a virtual format, but I think that lends itself well to what we're trying to do now. The world is much more accustomed to to Zoom and discussions and collaboration on Zoom. And that's always been how the Israeli worked. So I think we are going to see even more progress this year than we've been in the past, just because everybody's ready and everybody's on this mode.
I found a great model where you have deep partnerships with companies or organizations and brought clusters of entrepreneurs to help meet their needs. Is that something you'll be continuing in the future?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that we've really found is, in the beginning, we brought Israeli companies and we were able to get a lot of meetings for them in Tampa, but we didn't always match solutions with problems. We were coming at it the wrong way. But now we really have figured out, developed these partnerships in Tampa, which we have done, which we'll continue to do, which is really what Rakefet is primarily responsible with. And solve their problems with specific solutions in Israel. And there is no shortage of Israeli companies who have amazing technology who can solve these problems. So we're really finding our groove and finding a lot of good connections and matches.
And when you go through that process, what are your expectations with the startups? Are you looking to find startups that have technology or solutions in that general direction that they can then sort of adjust for the specific needs, or are you often able to match the specific needs with specific startups?
What we're trying to do now, which we find to be the most valuable, is find the need and then find the solution in Israel. But every company that we work with in Israel knows that they may have to develop something a little bit differently or orient it toward the U.S. market. All the companies that we work with have existing product. They have existing revenue. They have existing customers. So we're not dealing with really the idea phase or research and development. That's all been done at the very, very high standards that they do in Israel. So what we're really trying to do is find companies looking for innovation, looking for possible solutions, and then bringing them the companies. And sometimes it's joint development. Sometimes it's pilot. Sometimes it's, we want to distribute this. We want to make it part of a greater solution. It's really varies.
So accelerators are launch pads, and a lot of those rocket ships are pretty fun to watch. And Jack, you actually hitched on to one of those for a little while. Can you talk a little bit about your journey and why you're looking forward to getting back in the mix with FIBA?
Yeah, so being part of FIBA from its outset was very exciting. You know, it was a first ever business development platform that was community based, that was able to take the prowess of the startup nation in Israel and create what Rakefet and Pam and Rachel have gone on to create. That is a very successful curation of high-tech, wonderful companies out of Israel and help them to launch. And one of those companies, Stemrad, was not only a company that I went to join and help, but I also was part of an investment group. And then again, that brings me full circle because this is the mother's milk of launching companies and finding their place in the U.S. market and capitalizing on what they've created. And so it was very exciting to introduce Stemrad's technology, which is now on the International Space Station and being tested by astronauts. It's radiation shielding and will soon go around the moon and on the Artemis 1 launch next year and will enable humans to travel into deep space to eventually Mars. So to be part of that effort for those 3 years and leading their operation and remaining an investor, I'm able to see the full circle picture of what these companies seek to do here in the United States. And so Pam and Rakefet have just articulated how FIBA is going to its next level, its next evolutionary level, and providing capital for these companies is an integral component of doing that. And what we're doing is not only aligning the needs of these young, high-growth companies with the necessary capital, but we're taking a constituency of prospective limited partner investors who want access to a highly curated or wonderfully curated menu of companies in certain industry sectors where we have our own strengths here in the state of Florida, and marrying those two components, the companies with its mother's milk and for the investors, access to a highly curated list of Israel's best and brightest. So the experience of working with STEMRED and having led FIBA in its first year, was able to take that picture and create a whole for me. Whole meaning the entirety, and not the absence of something. And so I feel that our pursuit now of aligning capital with these investors and the community behind the capital with Israeli tech is part of what Pam and Rokefet have articulated in ushering in the next level for FIBA.
So Rokefet, we've talked about the evolution, the next level. So if we look to the end of next year, what will have made that happen? What will be the couple of components that will have had to have happened for you to consider that successfully achieved?
We're hoping to have, I would say, at least three collaborations with a local company or organization. And again, hopefully when there's such strong synergy between the needs and the solutions, then this will result in at least a pilot that hopefully, if successful, will develop into an acquisition or a procurement of Israeli technology, which then, of course, will lead to the company opening an office or, you know, some sort of presence in the in Florida, which we're very, you know, very much our goal. At the same time, we're hoping to also help with investment. So whether we go back to our 40 companies that we brought to the program so far and are able to help them find additional funding, or we work with new companies that we're going to bring with those new projects and help them with additional funding. Again, we're hoping to see the same results. When you have a local investor here, many times the request is that the company relocates here or open an office here to be close to the investors. So we're hoping to continue to bring a few more companies to open offices in Florida.
Wonderful. Well, FIBA is always a bright light, bringing great things to the area and a great part of our startup ecosystem. So thank you for the fantastic work that you do, and I know that with the new leadership structure, it will be more of the same good work, and we're looking forward to following along and supporting you however we can.
Thank you, Joe, and we really appreciate the hard work that the St. Pete Catalyst has been doing. We really enjoy reading it every day, and thank you for the opportunity to interview with you. Thanks.
From stpcatalyst.com.